Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we begin to share this time together in the message that the Lord has given me. And before we begin, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you for the privilege we have in this nation, Father, the freedom, even though it is trying to be limited, Lord, we have a freedom of speech. We have a freedom of assembly. We thank you, Father, for the principles upon which this nation was founded. And we thank you for the liberties, God, that you have given to us as a people. And Lord, we just thank you that we can spend these few minutes together, Father, that by the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit, you can minister to every heart. Lord, you know the needs of every listener. Lord, you know where they are at spiritually. You know where they're at circumstantially. You know the needs in their lives. And Father, I believe one of the joys of your heart is making yourself real to your people. Lord, you move, you are existent in a realm that unless you open that curtain, Father, we cannot see that eternal realm. We dwell in a sensory world. We're flesh and blood. We're limited by our five senses. But God, we know, our faith tells us, it is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so, Father, I thank you for that precious gift of faith. And Lord, there are many who may be new and very young in their walk, searching for truth and for the things of the Lord. God, I ask you would make your ways known to them in ways that they will be able to understand and receive and apply to their lives. Thank you, Lord, for this time together. Minister to every heart. Lord, cause our faith to rise. Cause our spirits to soar in the heavenlies as the eagle. Cause our spiritual eyes to be opened, to behold greater things, marvelous things out of your law, out of your word. And Father, let your anointing rest upon us. We know, Lord, that it is the anointing that destroys the yoke. And Father, right now, I thank you in the power of agreeing prayer, in the power of the name of Jesus, that name which is higher and more exalted than any other name. Lord, I rebuke every lie, every hindrance of the enemy against your beloved. And Father, I pray for breakthroughs. I pray, Lord, for provision. I pray for spiritual wisdom and understanding. I pray for direction. Lord, whatever their needs are, that you would grant them their heart's desires, their prayer requests, Father, the things that they stand in need of. Lord, even the things perhaps they've not asked you for. Lord, we're so limited in our understanding. You understand. You know us far better than we ourselves. And so, Father, I lift them to you. I lift this time together this week, Father, that you will minister to all of us, strengthen us, and Lord, let the joy of the Lord be our strength. We thank you, Lord, for all of these things in the precious, wonderful name above every name, that glorious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Well, God's word is everlasting, beloved. His word can never die. Why? Because his word is a living word. In fact, the Bible talks Jesus as being the way, the truth, and the life. He's the living word of God. In Matthew 24 and 35, Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away. Let's just pause for a minute there. Heaven, the skies, as we lift our eyes to the skies, or astronomers as they research through telescopes the extent of the physical universe and constantly learning new things about the universe in which we live in, and this physical earth that we dwell upon, that's all going to pass away. But the Word of God, the Word of the Lord, will never pass away. Why? Because He is an eternal God, and His Word is His will. His Word, His will, is what will endure forever. Hallelujah. And beloved, I don't spend much time talking about my personal experiences, but I have shared a few times that I was a person who was raised in nominal Christianity, and when I got in my late teens, I just rejected all the spiritual truths that I had been taught, and I started looking in other avenues and directions. And I wanted truth. I wanted reality. And I believe anyone who's sincerely looking for truth will be led to the source of truth, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the God that we serve, who is the creator of heaven and earth. And as I was seeking truth, I mean, it took me 10 years, but I finally came to a place and I realized with my natural mind, as I've shared with some friends, some of the most difficult, but those that are extremely gifted and talented in terms of intelligence, in terms of abilities, because they have such blessed intellectual capacity, sometimes they have the hardest time coming to the concept and the terms and the submission to Almighty God, because their mind, their logic gets in the way. And I realized, thank God, that I had that understanding as I wrestled with the truths of Christianity, wanting to take it slow. I realized I couldn't do that. I realized I was up against a wall. And so I didn't know what to, I said, God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. I was willing to admit that my intelligence, my understanding was not going to be sufficient to come to a knowledge and understanding and grips of a God, if there was one that existed. And all it takes is humility and sincerity. And I believe we must maintain that walk of humility and sincerity. The Lord said, unless you become as a little child, you're no wise under the kingdom of heaven. And so the Lord appreciates that willingness to be taught of Him, to learn, to realize that we are very limited. His gifts are boundless. His mercy is everlasting. His grace is abundant and more than we could ever need. I doubt that we use all the grace that's available to us. But beloved, He is our waymaker. He is the truth. He is our life. And I believe, there are some that have sort of dabbled with Christianity, then they add a little bit of this and that. If you have a real relationship with Jesus, you don't need anything else, because you have the source of truth. Praise God. And so as we look around us today, it's sad to see the compromise that exists, even in the church world. So many have been fed a mixed gospel containing, yes, the truths of the Bible, but mixed in, there's a philosophy, church dogma and creed, part human sociology, parts psychology, all purported to be the truth. But the teaching has been so watered down until it's become a watery gruel of man-made teachings that barely keep the spiritual body alive. And why should this come as a surprise? Because even in the very days of Jesus, He came to His own, the scriptures say, and His own received Him not. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, who were trained and educated in the law of Moses, His harshest criticism was to them. They had added man-made rules, and to Israel was given the Ten Commandments. Moses went up onto the mount, and the very finger of God wrote those Ten Commandments, the basic rules, if you will, for the people of Israel. And that wasn't sufficient. You see, the devil always has to corrupt what is true, what is simple. There's a simplicity to the Word of God. A child need not err in the way of salvation. And if we preach anything other than the simplicity of the Word of God, it is sin. the Word of God warns us in Revelation 22 and 19, if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, this is a very sobering and frightening statement, God shall take away his part from the tree of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. What brought separation from God in the beginning was a doubting of God's word. Eve chose to believe the devil's lie. And because of it, man lost his place of authority and fellowship and rulership that God had granted to him. And you know, sometimes unbelievers throw up in the face of Christians, well, if God is a good God, how can he allow all this suffering, little children to suffer, all the evils and the wars that are going on in the world? Well, beloved, God did not bring sickness and disease and darkness and turmoil on the human race. We did. Our first parents, we made that choice. God didn't bring forth the suffering baby. He didn't cause the hospitals to be built. He never caused a cancer or a funeral. Man did this. They were warned, do not eat of that tree, or you will, in the day in which you do it, you will die. But they disbelieved his word. Eve allowed the devil to deceive her into believing that God would not fulfill all of his word. When he said, the day you eat of that fruit, you'll die, the devil said, no, you won't. And because Adam willfully ate with Eve, man lost his place of fellowship and communion with God. Man lost the glory that God had given him. Well, I see my time has quickly flown on this broadcast, and we'll just pick up tomorrow at the same time. I invite you to tune in, and if at any time you're not able to, I invite you to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. Click on the broadcast that you can listen anytime at your convenience. But as I always do, beloved, there is a power in agreeing prayer, and if the Holy Spirit is moving on you, I know we're living in a different culture as we did decades ago. Now we've got media, we've got the internet, we've got all sorts of social platforms, but I still respond the old-fashioned way. The old-fashioned ways are good. I hold your letter, I pray over it, and I send back by mail whatever God gives for me to share with you. And so I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you deeply and pray for you every day. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.